understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never meant to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never meant to do. 'Cause I love you, oh. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. New York prosecutors say they're open to delaying Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
The first time the DA's office confirmed in writing officially that that's something that they think might be a good option. Putting off, after he was convicted in May, putting off sentencing until 2029.
Trump's spokesman calls it a total and decisive victory. CBS News has learned Trump has made his pick for Commerce Secretary, billionaire Howard Lutnick. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Lutnick was the co-chair of Trump's presidential transition team since the summer, and he has been in a bit of a fight to become the Treasury Secretary, a fight that he seems to have lost at this point after being tapped for Commerce.
CBS News has learned an unknown and unauthorized third party has gained access to depositions tied to the various investigations into Matt Gaetz, Trump's pick to be Attorney General. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
We know the House Ethics Panel, the ones who have this report in their hands, meet tomorrow, could have a vote tomorrow to decide whether to publicly release this thing. It would have to be a bipartisan vote. It's an evenly split panel, six members from each party. Somebody has to go to the other side to get a majority and make this thing public.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will take Gaetz and Trump's pick to be the defense secretary to meet with key Republican senators this week. Ukraine has used long-range U.S.-provided missiles for the first time inside Russia. CBS's Holly Williams has that.
Russia says that Ukraine fired six American-made ATACMS into the Bryansk region in southern Russia today, apparently targeting a military facility there. Now, we are still working to confirm those details, but a U.S. official has confirmed to CBS News that the ATACMS, missiles with a maximum range of close to 200 miles, have now been used on Russian territory.
Is the toy on your child's holiday list safe? CBS's Stacey Lynn with the latest report from the group World Against Toys Causing Harm.
The group warns parents each year which toys are the most dangerous.
The same hazards, you know, small part choking hazards, ingestion hazards, long strings that can be strangulation hazards, sharp edges that can lacerate. We keep finding toys like this.
Joan Siff is the president of Watch. She says a toy gun is also in the top 10.
The toy Colt 45 pistol.
She says a number of times realistic looking guns have been mistaken for real ones and ended in tragedy.
It's honestly shocking that these items are still sold as toys.
Walmart today raised its profit forecast, a sign Americans are buying more than just essentials. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More Racine Unified kids now have more access to mental health care. The school district has expanded access to its mental health clinics and is now offering services to all K-12 students living in the district. The three community clinics are located at Gerstead Agerholm, Knapp Elementary, and Julian Thomas. Previously, only kids at those schools were able to get assistance. St. Cat's takes center stage in prime time Thursday night. In a game that will be heard on WRJN, the St. Catherine Angels will be playing in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin Woodville at Camp Randall. The top-ranked Racine team will kick off at 7 with pregame on WRJN at 6:30. The town of Waterford is considering a long-term contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented options to town residents last night. The Sheriff's Office has been helping in Waterford since investigations into the department started earlier this year. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. That is set to bring 700 residential units over the next decade. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks over the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard with the go-ahead points with 3 seconds left. The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, with still 2 regular season games left to play.
The basic gist, what I told the team, it's not about play calls. It's not about points scored. It's not about touchdowns. It's moving forward with leadership, and that's, you know, to me, what we have to do and why we're doing it right now.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago by a blocked field goal on the game's final play.
You know, that's this league. And you look around the league, most of these games are going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting and have that never say die mentality. And I think that's what showed on that final play.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions, winds as high as 40 miles per hour, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 57.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon, and thanks for joining me on this Tuesday. Here's Neil Diamond. This is Sweet Caroline on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters is here. He wraps up the weekend box office results for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, still entertaining family audiences in its eighth week of release is The Wild Robot from Universal Pictures. It took in $4.3 million. At number four was the A24 thriller Heretic with $5.2 million. At number three was the best Christmas pageant ever. This one has been getting stellar reviews from both critics and audiences. It came at $5.4 million for Lionsgate Pictures. Number two was Venom, The Last Dance at $7.4 million. And at number one, it was Red One. Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans managed to help save Christmas and Santa, bringing in $34 million for Red One. Of course, everything is going to change this upcoming weekend because we've got two huge releases with both Wicked and Gladiator 2 coming to the big screens. Go get your tickets now to see some of these epic attractions.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Dream. In
mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers possible both tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low 41, tomorrow up to 47.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. St. Cat's takes center stage in primetime Thursday night. In a game that will be heard on WRJN, the St. Catherine Angels will be playing in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin-Woodville at Camp Randall. The top-ranked Racine team will kick off at 7 with pregame on WRJN at 6:30. The game is one of four championships scheduled for Thursday in Madison. There are three more set for Friday. Frozen custard fans in the area woke up to disappointing news. Oscar's Frozen Custard of Waukesha was destroyed overnight by a fire. Brookfield fire officials are calling the building a total loss. Oscar's locations in Milwaukee and Franklin remain open. Sleetwood Mac, Mr. Plow, and Scoop Dog. Those are just a few of the names suggested for the Racine County Highway Department's plow naming contest. Darth Blader, Plowy McPlowface, and Blizzard Skinnerd are a few more of the options. They're done taking suggestions in the contest. Now it's time to vote for your favorite name. If you want to play along, there's a link on the Racine County website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions, winds as high as 40 miles per hour, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. It's 58 at our studios.
Yeah.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Spinners from 1972 and I'll Be Around. Now, the Spinners first signed with Motown Records in 1963. They were never a big act for Motown. They switched to Atlantic Records in 1972 and released that song and became a sensation.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, will you ever love me again? Or will I find out that this is the end? Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of my own. Can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Persuasion.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and Timeless Hits we present on WRJN.
You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're looking for things to do this weekend, let me give you an idea. This Friday night, head to Memorial Hall to see a terrific Fleetwood Mac tribute show. It's Friday night. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry, and you can get your tickets at the events page at festivalpark.com.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Cause I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together. This is
baby.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Summer day, my Sherry, you're more.